This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, during these times, the current COVID-19 pandemic and what the nation and indeed the world is going through, it is normal to feel anxiety and stress. It can be overwhelming at times. It puts enormous pressure on people. During the war, we had, and we've still got them, organisations like Legacy that reached out and helped. Well, folks, we're at war now against an unseen enemy, a bug that any one of us could pick up, invading our body and leaving us very sick or even worse. Like Legacy, there's another organisation that's on the front line, helping with the mental anguish that many of us in the community feel. Beyond Blue has become part of the nation's fabric. As a brand, it would be one of the most trusted in the nation because they simply help people. Over recent weeks, there's been a 30% increase in calls and emails to Beyond Blue's existing 24/7 support service, and one in three contacts were from people directly impacted by the coronavirus. Beyond Blue has welcomed the Australian Government's $1.1 billion immediate investment in more telehealth, mental health and family supports for those affected by the coronavirus outbreak. As part of a $74 million mental health package, Beyond Blue will receive $10 million for a dedicated national mental health support service related to the coronavirus outbreak. And Beyond Blue's chair is former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, and she joins me now. Julia, welcome to Fab FM.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be with you.
Well, first up, before we chat about anything, let's find out about how you're going at the moment. What's your situation?
I am perfectly fit and well, and I know that that's a big thing to be able to say these days. I did come back from overseas a few weeks ago, so I'm in the last bit of the 14-day mandatory self-isolation after coming back from overseas, but almost through that now. And feeling fine.
That is good. Julia, we always greet each other as in the community with, how are you? How are you going? But that question is more important than ever now, isn't it?
It certainly is. And when we talk about greeting each other in the community, there's obviously a range of things we can't do now that you normally would. I mean, normally we'd be, you know, walking around the streets, we'd be sitting in coffee shops, we'd be catching up with friends, going to work, you know, not only performing the work, but having the conversations in the tea room, maybe getting a sandwich at lunchtime together. And none of those sorts of interactions are happening now. So it's really important that at this time of distancing, yes, we do have to keep physically apart, that we still stay emotionally connected, and we all find new ways of getting on the phone, getting on a video conference, reaching out and saying, how are you, and staying in touch with family and friends.
That's right, because we're a very, very social nation. Julia, how much, now you'll get $10 million from this package, as I understand. What will that be used for? What are the nuts and bolts of you getting that money and then using it?
Well, we're very quickly building a new service. Paul, you've given the statistics about the surge we're seeing in the support line that we run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that support line is wholly funded by donations to Beyond Blue. And we've had to surge it, but clearly meeting this coronavirus crisis and all of the anxiety that goes with it is going to be beyond that support line. So with the federal government money, what we're going to do is build a new range of online resources and a second support line. For many people, if they get online and look at the resources available, checklists, apps, you know, guides, things to help yourself work your way through this, for many people that will be enough. But if it's not enough, then they will be able to call the support line and speak to a mental health professional. So that will give them the opportunity for some first instance counselling, For many people, that will be enough, a supportive conversation with a mental health professional. If it's not, then there will be a referral to a clinical service, which is why the government's telehealth package is so important, because without that, a referral to a clinical service in current circumstances would, you know, not really be an option for people. So having the telehealth option will make contacting that service much more easy for people in these times.
Beyond Blue, as I said in the introduction, is such a trusted organisation in our community. Just explain to us, this crisis, it'll have to be handled a little bit differently from what Beyond Blue handle on a daily basis. Will it change the way you handle it, or will it be business as usual?
Oh no, it's definitely changing the way we do things. I mean, like many other businesses, we've gone to virtual work, so there's a change for our staff as they keep Beyond Blue running. But perhaps more profoundly than that, I mean, we always want to be agile and meeting whatever the contemporary circumstances are. So yes, there's always, you know, issues with mental health in the Australian community. And on any given day in Australia, and this is true well before anybody heard the words coronavirus or COVID-19, the statistics were still very large. You know, 1 million Australians living with depression, 2 million living with anxiety. Obviously, there are many Australians who have diagnosed mental health conditions who are on treatment plans. So at Beyond Blue, we need to be continuing to intersect with that community, while recognising that for Australians generally, those who currently live with mental health issues and those that don't, this is a new time of anxiety and pressure, and that's going to have, you know, outcomes where people feel the need to get some assistance to keep themselves well. For us, the emphasis is always prevention and early intervention. What we always aim to do, and what we're particularly aiming to do during this pandemic, is to get support to people when they're first starting to feel a bit uncomfortable before it spirals into a severe mental illness.
Yes, and of course we all handle stress in a different way, don't we?
Yes, we do. And for some people, they might just feel a general sense of, you know, times are different than usual. They might be a little bit worried about family and friends, but nothing beyond the ordinary range of human emotion and nothing beyond what they can manage on a day-to-day basis. So if you're feeling like that, you know, you're probably just joining every other Australian who's feeling like that too. But it's possible to move from that state into, you know, catastrophising the future, getting into that really negative round of self-talk where you can't think of anything else except doom and disaster. You find yourself unable to sleep, not eating properly, constantly fixated on, you know, what happens if a family member dies? What happens if I die? What happens if, you know, I never get a job again? You just absolutely in that cycle, can't break out of it, then that's the time to reach out for help and to make sure that you're working that through rather than just, you know, getting on a downward spiral where you can't get out of that real negativity and pressure.
Mm. You would have been preparing for this for a while, I suppose, Julia, getting your team ready for this for when it went full-blown?
The CEO at Beyond Blue, Georgie Harmon, has been doing a fantastic job with the team. And so as we moved through the various stages here in Australia, listening to all of the best of government advice and health warnings, all the credentialed advice, as it became clearer and clearer that we'd have to move to virtual work, the team got ready for that and they've managed the transition very well indeed.
Well, this pandemic would certainly put a lot of pressure on Beyond Blue staff. Your people are at the front line, as I said earlier. They might be, you know, housed in, you know, their own home or office or whatever, and you're doing all that. But I guess your staff, and you would say this as well, need to be nurtured and kept safe and mentally well themselves.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, like many other organisations, we're trying to think up all of the creative ways of making sure that not only the work gets done, and that's critically important, we offer a vital service, so we've got to get the work done, but we want to not only get the work done, we want to give people a sense of connection. You know, as I said before, Paul, we all know that we go to work to earn a paycheck, but the other reason people go to work is because there are social interactions there and a sense of team, and you get to have conversations with people and all the rest of it, all of that sort of social capital that comes with being in the workplace. So we're trying to find virtual ways of replacing that, of bringing people together for a morning tea style chat, as well as bringing them together in video conferencing for very, you know, formal meetings and getting the work done.
Well, Beyond Blue, I'll just let the people know, have created a range of resources about COVID-19 and mental health at beyondblue.org.au. Now, the online forum, Coping During the Coronavirus Outbreak Discussion Thread, it's already up and running and is attracting an average of 2,000 views a day. That'll probably go up. Mental health professionals will continue to be available on the Beyond Blue support service via phone 24/7 on 1300 224 636, or via beyondblue.org.au/get-support for online chat. That's 3 p.m. till 12 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, or email responses. They will be within 24 hours. Look, it's just been great talking to you, our former Prime Minister Julia Gillard. Stay safe, Julia, and thank you so much for speaking to everybody via FabFM today in the Douglas Shire.
Thank you very much, Paul, and I hope you and all of your listeners stay safe too and come through this well. So, thinking of everybody.